Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, Coast to Coast, thank you for joining us. American Insanity by Leroy Cassette reflects on the political insanity that has overtaken the United States. Leroy addresses American citizens' apathetic view of governing system towards both the elected officials and the ever-controlling Washington bureaucracy, and explores how and why the citizens of this nation have failed their obligation to keep vigilance over our governing politicians and holding them accountable when they fail to uphold their promises and even their oath of office. Leroy compares the America he grew up in, which is rapidly slipping away, to the nation it has now become. Leroy is a Marine Corps Vietnam veteran, combat veteran. He served as healthcare administrator with the Department of Veterans Affairs for 32 years, spent the last 11 years at VA headquarters in Washington, 8 years as Chief of Policy and Operations, and the last 2 years as Acting Director of Headquarters Health Administrative Services. During the 11 years in Washington, he's worked closely with members of Congress and the White House staff regarding veterans issues. He served 2 two-year terms as Township Councilman. Following retirement, volunteered as a firefighter, EMT for 9 years, followed by co-owner of private practice. Leroy is currently active with the GOP, a district captain, content writer for the Convention of States Action Movement, a political activist, writer of political op-eds for the news media, and Leroy Cassette, author of American Insanity, is our guest on This Week in America. Leroy, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
And it's a pleasure to be with you, and I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk about my book.
Well, I'm glad that you were here and able to do that. I wanted to give the background because you have a background in the military. You have a background working with the government, with Veterans Affairs, working with politicians. You have a unique perspective. It's not just one who's complaining about the outside and doesn't know how the inside works. You've been on the inside. So you bring a great deal of knowledge to the book, American Insanity. Tell me a little bit more about your background. It's really varied, and it has given you a different look at government, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And I worked at 7 different VAs as a director of administrations across the country, and even there I had to work with the state and federal representatives and senators. So I got 29, 30 years of working with these people. And I got to tell you that, especially when I got to Washington, D.C., I went there very naive, still believing that we had honorable politicians working for us. But I got a rude awakening when I started working with them in D.C.
And boy, for almost 3 decades, a little over 3 decades, I think you said, in working with them. So you bring incredible knowledge to the book. The book is American Insanity. Tell me about that title.
Well, I chose that title because I felt that it best described the insane unconstitutional action
yes.
of our Congress and our bloated federal bureaucracy and the insane unconstitutional atrocities that our government is committing against those it was created to serve, instead of us being served, they're treating us like we're their subjects. And you know, you spend a little time around them, you'll find out how true that is.
Well, and you have for a long time. You write about it in American Insanity. What, talk about some of the topics you talk about in American Insanity and would like to address today. Limited time span today, but it's so important to get the message out there. What are some of the topics you address in the book and would like to discuss today?
Well, having been a part of that Washington bureaucracy, often called the swamp, I'm very familiar with how that swamp works, so I address the bureaucracy at length, and I talk about how the bureaucracy controls our lives and governs our country, and it's not Congress like most people think. I also go into how the federal government has been steadily overreaching its constitutional authority by taking over a lot of the responsibilities that the Constitution gives to the states. In fact, there are about 426 federal agencies and departments, and the Constitution only authorizes the federal government to create seven or eight departments. So you can see that they have well exceeded their constitutional authority.
How did
Go ahead.
Yeah, finish that thought.
I was going to finish by saying that I go on to talk about how and why these power hungry Washington elitists are eroding the sovereignty of our state into subjects of the federal government, and not the other way around, as was intended when the federal government was created. I talk a lot about how they do that, you know, with what I call bribes, but others would call them federal grants and earmark funding during the budget process.
Yeah, I was going to say earmark earmark's a word that comes in often, especially as you're going through budgetary processes, and it seems like that's happening so often now. Our guest on the program is Leroy Cossette. That's C-O-S-S-E-T-T-E. His website is the name of the book, AmericanInsanity.org. It's a sort of an insider's look at what they've seen over decades of working in the government, being interested in how this happens. Talk about the government agencies that you address and why. Are there ones in particular that stand out to be especially abusive of the system?
Yes. The Department of Justice, IRS, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the State Department is getting involved in areas that are not necessarily under the purview of the State Department. We have the State Department of Transportation with Secretary Buttigieg having other things on his mind other than what he should be focusing on, and that is taking care of our infrastructure, which is in horrible condition. And I guess it goes on from there.
That's a lot of the government that you put in that category. How has this happened over the years? Is this just gradually evolved, or there hasn't been obviously congressional legislation to back a lot of this up? How did this happen?
Well, it really started, with, President Roosevelt, during the Depression, when he created some programs to help people out through the Depression, which was a good idea on the surface, but are actually socialist programs. And that is not what the United States of America is all about. We're a capitalist nation, and we shouldn't be doing that. Well, that would have been okay up until President Johnson and his Great New Deal, where he created, it must have been 25, 28 different government programs. And that's what set off the creation of all of our of the bureaucratic agencies and departments, because they needed them to administer all these programs that Johnson signed into law. Which again, are nice programs and they do help people out, but that is not what our country is about. They are not capitalist programs, they are socialist programs. So that's kind of pushing and has been pushing our country towards becoming a socialist program. And it's just been compounded after Johnson, because then all of a sudden the bureaucracies gained a lot of control that is not authorized by the Constitution, and they started expanding themselves with the permission of our Congress, which has kind of abdicated their authority to these bureaucratic agencies and departments. That's why I say, you know, Congress no longer governs this country. The bureaucracy does.
It's just an amazing story in American Insanity by Leroy Cossette, C-O-S-S-E-T-T-E, if you're Googling. You can write to his book, which is the website, AmericanInsanity.org. You provide solutions. It's easy for people to say all of this is wrong. You do provide solutions in American Insanity. Talk about that, some of the solutions to the problems, and you've really thought this through before you put this book together.
Yeah, I thought it through, I'm involved with them. One of the the two critical ones that I'll like to tell you about, the convening of a convention of states under Article 5 of the Constitution. A lot of people, most people don't realize that the Founding Fathers included Article 5, which gave Congress the authority to add amendments to the Constitution. But when it came time to sign off on the Constitution, James Madison, one of the signers, refused to sign off because he said that if you leave it the way it is, then the people who are supposed to be the ones that govern this country don't have any mechanism to circumvent the federal government and add amendments to the Constitution to rein in an out-of-control government. So they added in there that not only can Congress pass amendments to the Constitution, but we, the people, through our state legislators, can do so also. Now, it does require that 34 states sign on to a resolution before we can convene a convention of states, but we do have, the people do have that mechanism, and it's never been used in the history of our country, but the Convention of State Action Movement is actively working on convening the first convention of states in American history. And we're well on our way to getting our 34 states. And once we do that, we want to have 3 new amendments, term limits, balanced budget, and restricted jurisdiction so that the government keeps their nose out of the business affairs of the sovereign state.
It sounds like you're fairly close to having this, at least the initial stages, getting to that 34th state. How close are you to having this come about?
We have 19 states that have passed a resolution, so we have 15 to go. We have 9 states that have passed it in the House of Representatives, and it's now in the Senate waiting for them to sign off on it. We believe we have the votes to get that done. And then we have another 10 or 12 that the resolution has been introduced on the floor of the House of Representatives. So we say, you know, it's a slow process because it takes a lot of talking to convince these state legislators to on board. But we think we'll have it done in the next 3 or 4 years.
That's the Convention of States Action Movement. That's something to pay attention to over the next several years as this comes closer to hitting that 34 number. What drove you to write this book? The book is American Insanity. Leroy Cossette is the author and our guest on the program. What got you to the point when you thought, okay, I've seen enough now. I really have to document this and put it in a book and let the people read it?
Well, I've been writing op-ed articles for years now, and about all the about my experiences and about the corruptions that I'm seeing. And when I hear about things happening, I research it, get my facts together, and then I write articles. I have a blog, and I do a lot of articles on my blog about the state of our government. And I'm also a content writer for the Convention of States, so I do a lot of writing for them. So I've been writing about all this stuff over these several years, and I think it was, you know, what's been going on the last 4 to 8 years that finally made me decide, you know what, the people are not knowing about what's going on. You know, I believe the majority of the news media are very biased and report based on their ideology and not on the facts. And so they're not holding the government accountable and letting the people know what's going on as was intended by the founding fathers, which is why freedom of the press was put into the First Amendment. And the news media is failing to do that. So I decided I'd try to write the book, take all the stuff I've been writing over the years and put it into one book and hopefully get people to read it so they would really understand and know the extent that our government is corrupt, inept, and not representing the people, but representing themselves.
And you said writing the book was a lot more productive than yelling at the television. So you do a lot of that too, as you're sitting there watching news stories and yelling at the television. You actually decided to take action, and the action results in American Insanity by Leroy Cassett, our guest on the program. His website is AmericanInsanity.org. Information on Leroy, the book, everything going on, the blog, all that you'll find on his website. How long did it take you to write this?
Well, because I had all those articles that I've been writing over the last several years, it didn't take me quite as long as I had thought it was going to, but it did take me about 8 months because I did a lot of research to make sure that my facts were right before I put it into the books. Between doing the research, going over all my articles and notes, and then writing all that down, it took me about 8 months, maybe 9 months.
With all of that work that went into that, and of course it was years of knowledge that you had in your knowledge base as you were writing this, not necessarily knowing you were going to write the book, but it all came back as you were writing American Insanity. Are you working on another one now? Is there a follow-up to American Insanity or another book you may be writing?
Yes, absolutely. I'm working on my next book. And I'm going to title that one Government Gone Rogue. And I'm going to get deeper into specific individuals that direct our agencies and departments and how they're corrupting those departments and agencies. And turning, once respectful departments like the FBI into things that people can no longer trust or depend on to serve and protect them. So I want to get more into the weeds about what's going on in the government.
That will be a fascinating read. How are you coming on that? When do you think that may be available?
I'm going to have to do a little bit more research and work on that one then. My American Insanity, but I still think I can get it done in 7-8 months.
Well, good. Let's mark that down in our calendar, and we'll talk about that. I would love to continue the discussion talking about the next book. I got a couple minutes left here. It's gone by so quickly. The book is American Insanity. Leroy Cassett is our guest, the author. His website is AmericanInsanity.org. You'll find the book at Amazon, ReadersMagnet.com, and the bookstore, all of the usual places. From your personal experience, you worked at the Department of Veterans Affairs. You know, we always hear stories about the VA, and they're reforming this. They're going to do this differently. The wait time now is cut dramatically. In just a couple of minutes, what's your overview of where we stand now? Is that just talk that we've heard over the years, or is life better for veterans who need care?
Well, it was starting to get better under the last administration, but under this administration, things are starting to slip backwards again. And again, that goes to our legislators who are just not keeping up with what's going on or not willing to listen to those who have experience and, you know, especially the veteran organizations. They do a lot of lobbying on behalf of the Veterans Affairs. But unfortunately, it seems like, and that was my experience when I was working with them, that unless it was time to run for re-election, they were always too busy. You know, they promised you, yeah, they're going to look into this, they're going to get control, and they're going to work on that. And then you, when you touch back with them, you know, well, you couldn't get to it because of all these other pressing issues. But when it's re-election, they're on their doorstep. You know, what can I do? Well, it's too late.
Oh, yes.
And then once they make all their promises, and I spread that word around, okay, you know, the senators so-and-so or representatives so-and-so are going to work on us, with us. Well, once they're reelected, they're, once again, too busy.
Yeah, lost for another year and a half or 5 years, depending on what office they're holding. Boy, time is going by quickly. There's so much more to talk about. So read the book, American Insanity by Leroy Cassette. I'm going to give you a couple minutes here at the end. Any closing remarks, anything that we've missed during the course of this conversation that people need to know about, things that really drive you insane? Anything you'd like to say to wrap up the conversation?
Yeah, I'd like to wrap up by, you know, letting everybody know that there's a lot of corruption within the government, which they don't even begin to realize just how deep that corruption runs, or how inept the vast majority of people who are selected to lead our critical departments and agencies are. You know, they're political donors, friends of the new administration. So typically they don't have a whole lot of background in the agencies that they're running. So that tells you right off, you're not going to get a very good service. Yes. From that department, because they make everything political. And I talk about that, and I believe that once they do read my book, that they will have a clearer understanding of just how bad things are within our federal government.
Now, the book is American Insanity by Leroy Cassette. That's Cossette. Book available wherever books are sold. AmericanInsanity.org is his website. I mentioned book in your connection with Reader's Magnet, a self-publishing and marketing company, in getting the book out there. What's your experience has been like working with Reader's Magnet and in getting the word out there, the book out there, for people to read and comprehend?
My experience with them has been outstanding. They've been working with me side by side all the way down this journey. My author relations officer calls me almost every day to make sure everything is okay. Is there anything else they, you know, they can do to help me, and keeping me updated with, you know, where we're at with the marketing promotions that we're doing. So I couldn't ask for anything better. And I will stick with them in my next book.
Well, that's good to hear. And Reader's Magnet, website readersmagnet.com. I thank them for arranging our conversation with Leroy Cassette. The book is American Insanity. The website, great deal of information there, AmericanInsanity.org, the blog there as well, and a lot of good information. And by the way, a link to Leroy's website on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Leroy, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for joining us. Look forward to doing it. We'll talk about the next book when that's out as well. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program.
Thank you, and it's been a pleasure.
You're welcome. Our guest is Leroy Cossette, C-O-S-S-E-T-T-E, the book American Insanity. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.